More than 100 people have been killed in a massive landslide in Myanmar's Kachin state. The landslides, triggered by monsoon rains, occurred on Thursday morning when a cliff wall collapsed into a tailings pond at a jade mining site. Police say 125 bodies have been recovered as of noon local time. The rescue operation has been suspended due to the dangerous situation. Local authorities have recently ordered mining companies to suspend operations at the sites for 3 months during the monsoon season. Tokyo confirmed 107 new COVID-19 infections on Thursday, marking the highest daily increase in 2 months. Downtown nighttime entertainment spots in Tokyo have seen clusters of cases emerge. The number of COVID-19 infections in Tokyo now stands at over 6,300, accounting for about one-third of all cases nationwide. Official figures show that nearly 78% of Russians have backed the amendments to the country's constitution in a referendum. 21% have voted against the amendments. Under the updated constitution, Russian President Vladimir Putin will be allowed to participate in the 2024 presidential race, while more power will be given to the parliament. The State Duma, the lower parliament house, will be able to veto the president's appointment of prime minister. The Federation Council, the upper parliament house, will be able to refuse approval of the president's appointments of prosecutor general, as well as their deputies and regional prosecutors. China's State Council has appointed Eric Chen as Secretary General of the Committee for Safeguarding National Security of the Hong Kong Special Administrative Region. In line with the law on safeguarding national security in Hong Kong, Chen was appointed upon nomination by Chief Executive Carol Lam. A mainland official says the law on safeguarding national security in Hong Kong does not target the entire opposition camp in the city. Zhang Xiaoming is the deputy head of the Hong Kong and Macau Affairs Office of the State Council. He says the law targets only those committing crimes endangering national security.
The implementation of the One Country, Two Systems principle in Hong Kong has demonstrated the political inclusiveness of the central government. The oppositions can still exist in the long run and have different political opinions, including opposition to the government's propositions.
But he also stressed that everyone in Hong Kong must abide by the rules. He suggests that the opposition camp should do some reflection and make proper adjustments in this regard. China has put in place rigorous COVID-19 prevention and control measures for next week's National College Entrance Exam. More than 10 million candidates have registered for this year's exam, up by 400,000 from a year earlier. Starting from 14 days ahead of the exam, students and staff will have their body temperatures and health conditions monitored regularly. Exam sitters will have their body temperatures measured at the test sites. There will also be isolated test rooms at each test site, available for candidates who exhibit symptoms of fever and cough during the exam. This year's National College Entrance Exam is scheduled for the coming Tuesday and Wednesday, 1 month later because of the COVID-19 pandemic. 46 countries at the ongoing session of the UN Human Rights Council have voiced support for China's anti-terrorism and de-radicalization efforts in Xinjiang. Their representatives say the countries appreciate China's openness and transparency in dealing with Xinjiang affairs. So far, China has invited over 1,000 diplomats, officials of international organizations, journalists, and religious persons to visit Xinjiang.